Good morning, and welcome to our Ag in Uncertain Times webinar series. We're pleased that you've all decided to join us. And the slide in front of you shows the universities and the teams that have worked together to put this on. And I'd just like to make a comment as we get started. We're learning a number of lessons with this technology. We've been through the webinar series, have solved several of them. This morning we have more presenters than we've had in the past. We think we've got that technology covered, but we asked you to bear with us because the movement between speakers might not be quite as smooth as it need, but the message will get through. And so thanks for being with us. I'm John Newkirk. I'm with Washington State University and happen to be the director of the Western Center for Risk Management Education. Our Ag in Uncertain Times webinar series is designed to provide information that's useful in helping producers and others meet the challenge of today's uncertain economy. And this morning, we're going to review not only risk management education materials, but we're going to talk to you about some grant programs that are up and right now that you can apply for, and also point to just an exceptional resource in terms of the AgRisk Library and some other materials that are at the Center for Farm Financial Management. Our five speakers this morning are myself, Dave Gaylor from the North Central Center, Don Tillman from the Northeast Center, H.L. Goodwin from the Southern Center, and Bob Craven from the Digital Center, and I'll introduce each of those a little more later. We would like your questions as we go through this. There's a chat box that you see at the left of your screen there, and then there's a little narrow window at the bottom of that, which is where you type in your questions and then hit the return arrow at the right. That sends them to us. We have a team, part of our Ag in Uncertain Times team is working behind the scenes. They'll pull those together and post them up so that we can get them back to the presenters. And just please feel free to type your questions. It's also a place if you're having some audio problems or other problems, just type in your issue there, and one of our team members will probably get back to you privately on the side and try to work through that. In general, it's audio issues, and for the most part, we've discovered that's usually a short-term bandwidth issue. Often at the receiving end, but we have been able to work and help clear up some of those issues. If you happen to miss out on something here, the whole webinar this morning will be posted on our Ag in Uncertain Times website where you can come and pick it up later, which is also where there's a link to all of our past webinars going all the way back to the June series on credit, September series on marketing, the October series on working with families, and the November series on managing risk. And there have been a number of exceptional presentations through all of those. Those slide sets are up there so you can look at those as well. And we encourage you to take those and use them in your educational programs. Next week, we're kind of going to draw a conclusion to this series of webinars, although we're strongly considering planning possibly once a month in the future, finding a really timely, important speaker. So if you have some ideas about some things you'd like us to continue with, we'd appreciate you'd get in touch with us. And I've got an email address here in just a minute where you can send those. But we're going to pull some of the salient points from the past webinars, but also pieces of these or a whole presentation and incorporate it into an educational program. There's another really good resource out there for working with farm and ranch families, and that's the mitnet.extension.org, part of the eExtension. And you actually can just Google MITNET, and it'll get you to that resource as well. If you'd like to toggle full screen so you can see the slide set as a full screen, you just toggle down there where it says full screen. And then if you want to enter something into the chat box on the left, you hit the full screen button again, and it'll toggle you back so that that chat box shows up. So without further ado on the introduction,